When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Baldy joins us in 30 minutes. I'm just going to let Ike ask all the questions because he doesn't respect my football acumen, but that's okay. That's okay. It's fine. But joining us now, because we are the official Flyers show in the city, Flyers and 50, everyone's favorite Flyers segment with Broads, Hunter Brody. Broads, how are we feeling?
I'm on my toes today because I know you have something up your sleeve. I don't know what it is, but you're going to do something that I'm going to hate. Responding to last week, of course.
What did I do last week? I don't have anything up my sleeve.
Flyers in 50 minutes last week.
I
did something to you. There's no way in hell you're just sitting there pretending like there's nothing that you're going to do in return. Come on now.
Bro, look, you might spend all week thinking about how to screw me on this segment.
How you dare do this?
As Don Draper said, what is it? I don't think about you at all.
It took Don Draper for that? I mean,
you're a liar. I heard before I hopped on, you talk about how cool you think I am.
Oh, so well, clearly, that whole part, and we'll get to Flyers in 50 in a second. We invited Broads last week to come see Creed, sing Creed with us.
That's right.
And he was like, dude, I don't even like Creed. That's not even cool. I like hip hop. I'm a cool hockey guy who likes hip hop.
You see how Kendrick took down Drake?
Yo!
That doesn't even sound like you, Broads.
Yeah, I agree. You're a smart man.
Yeah, you hear the new Kendrick album? Yo, it slaps.
Oh, man, you're unbelievable.
All right, let's do it. Flyers in 50. Hit it.
Wait.
What? Hold on. Pause.
Flyers. Hold
on. We'll start it. What?
I'm not done yet.
Well, you haven't even started.
What are you talking about?
I have some things to get off my chest before you hit the damn button.
Okay. It better not be about the Flyers. That's all I'm saying.
It's not what it is. Number one, okay. And I want to get Ike's perspective on this.
Yes.
Zach Bond walking into that building the other day, rocking the orange and black with the Jordan 1 logo.
Ooh,
on.
How about that? That was nice, fire. Wasn't it?
Fire.
You I actually like that. Yeah.
Some would say it slaps.
Now I realize that's a good thing. It slaps. That's a good thing.
Yeah,
it's a good thing. Number two, it's been so long since a game. Spike, I'm going to paint you a picture. All right, imagine Rebel is sitting next to you and you're eating oatmeal. Mm-hmm. And he's salivating, going, give me some of that delicious oatmeal, not knowing what's really out there in this world to eat.
Yep. Right?
That's me waiting for this hockey team to play a game. It's been 4 years.
Whoa, no. Hit the thing.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
It's Tried to sneak it in there.
I'm waiting for the music bed to stop. I'm waiting for the music bed to stop. I know it's not really 50 seconds. All right, so here we go. Scott Laughton with the four-goal effort against Detroit like a week ago. What a clap bomb on a breakaway. You kidding me? He just rips it and lets it go? He looked like Claude Giroux in his prime out there. What a greasy effort from Scott Laughton. And who do they play tonight? Well, Detroit again, so maybe we get another taste of that. Rough Saturday afternoon tilt in Minnesota, no doubt about it. So there's not a lot to chew on when it comes to this team, but I will go back to what we started this segment with months and months ago, and that is my good friend Jet Luchenco, because Jet Luchenco made Team Canada's World Junior team, and that's something to watch for you Flyers fans out there.
Yeah. We cannot talk about Jet Luchenco making the Canada national
the junior team.
The World Junior Championship. When it's the holiday season, most think of Santa Claus.
Yeah.
But the real hockey heads, we think of the World Juniors, and we watch these kids go out and compete for a gold medal.
Are you done?
I'm done. What else do you got for me?
All right, so I have a challenge for you.
No.
You have continually said that you believe this segment should be longer. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You want a Flyers in 50 minutes. You tried doing that last week. Ha, 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 ha. We're all joking. If you get Jonesy to come in, you can have a Flyers in 50 if you get Jonesy to come in and talk about the Flyers. So we will do a Flyers in 50 minutes, you in studio, full hour, Flyboys, but you got to get Jonesy to come in.
I mean, you kidding me? I'm sending a text right now.
All right.
You kidding me?
Oh, this guy acts like he's got big connections down there. What are you talking about?
He might even hop on by the time this segment ends.
Yo, when you send a text, are you like, yo, blood, have you heard the new Raekwon?
See, the thing is, you're throwing so much disrespect, but as a music head, you should understand the greatness in all of this. But I guess I have to come on here and do music in 50 after we do Flyers in 50 so I can teach you a few things about the ones and twos.
No, I don't need it. Did you? I owned ones and twos. Did you?
No.
All right. So get out of here. When are you on again?
Well, can I do a shameless plug?
Yes.
Okay. Well, not only am I on tomorrow after Thursday Night Football, but coming up over this holiday two-week stretch, I'm in 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on some midday action for about six shows coming up. So be prepared for this lovely voice to be actually heard throughout the normalcy of the hours.
And you're going to be a grown-up and talk about the Eagles like you should, right? Instead of the little hockey team you like talking about?
Yeah, but I'm going to actually use my brain power and say Saquon Barkley deserves the football.
Yeah, there you go.
So let me ask you
there
this.
You go.
Let me ask you this, Broads. Final game of the year. Let's say it doesn't mean anything, and Saquon is 53 yards away from the all-time rushing record. Do you put him in there and let him play in that final game if it doesn't mean anything?
No. If it doesn't mean anything, no.
All right. No. All right. That's
what we parted ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're trying to, you know, limit. You want Gainwell to have 37 carries next week.
I don't want Gainwell to have 37 carries, but as everyone saw last week, guys got a little pop to him. I've been saying that for weeks now. They say, I don't know ball. I know ball. Are we done now with your hockey stuff?
We're done. So I guess I won't see you guys for, what, 3 weeks? Are you coming in on Christmas for Flyers and 50?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Okay. Mike, I thought you really loved the program.
I do, man. But yeah, not on Christmas Day.
Nah. All right. Yeah. I did my time there. All right, Broads.
All right. Merry Christmas, brother.
There he is.
Merry Christmas, fellas.
There he is. You can follow him on Twitter at Broads80.
Broads.
Broads81. I don't think he liked that part.
He liked that part at all.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google five-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marksjewelers.com. Here is the question. Oh, a new one. Better Christmas movie, Home Alone or Christmas Vacation?
Home Alone in the landslide.
It is not. Christmas Vacation at 52%.
Wow.
That's a little
Christmas
surprising.
Christmas Vacation's having a moment.
Well, Christmas Vacation it's one of those movies that I think has gotten more popular as time has gone on. I think there's less people watching Christmas Story, was my mom's favorite. It was my favorite.
Yeah, Christmas Story's cooked. Yeah.
You think it's cooked?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that one cable station would show it 24 hours or like 48 hours straight.
It's just not that good of a movie.
No, it is a good movie.
Well, it's a good movie, but it's not that good of a movie. Like, Christmas Vacation and Home Alone are both better than The Christmas Story.
Yes.
Come on, Spike.
Christmas Story's pretty awesome.
It's good. The lamp's overrated. The stupid leg lamp.
Yeah, but it's a window into, you know, the frustrated.
Are you gonna start crying?
Dad of the 60s, or
is that the one where the little boy gets his tongue stuck on the pole every year?
Yes, and the you'll shoot your eye out.
Yes. Right. Now, ironically, we have it on every year for some reason.
It's a good movie. It's
Renee
not...
likes it. I can't sit down and watch it, but because it's on repeat on that one channel.
Yep.
Like, we just let it play.
Yeah, I think it's just on in the background in houses across the country. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Rob in Phoenixville, you're on WIP. What's up, Rob?
Hey, Spike. How you doing? Hey, gentlemen. Going back to your original question at the beginning of the show, do I want Saquon to rush for the title
yes.
the 2105 mm-hmm. at the expense of his health? Yeah, I definitely do. And it has nothing to, but I really don't think it should be at the expense of itself. I think it should be like Ike was saying, it's an organic thing because the Eagles are using it as a formula to win their games. Not necessarily for the record, even though that would be a feather in his cap big time. So that's that. That's my feeling about that. I do have value for the
realize getting the record in the natural flow of the game is going to be pretty tough. He's 150 yards a game away from that. That would be a pretty outrageous run. And I think he might have had 200. He didn't have 200 rushing yards, but he had 200 scrimmage yards against Washington last time. Mm-hmm. It was a big Saquon game. So I think this game will say a lot about the 2,000 yard chase and the record chase. But anyway, go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, completely. Yeah. So but they do have Dallas, and they blew Dallas out at home, and they also have Tommy Cutlets coming down. So I think it's definitely possible. 417 yards? Yeah, I think it's definitely possible. But it depends on his health, of course. So there's that. Oh, and one more thing. As far as what you were saying, Spike, about the underdog thing, I hear you. But there's so much in the media. It's really weird. The Eagles are they're not flashy like the Buffaloes of the world, and the Mahomes, like, you know, winning constantly 15 and whatever the record is right now. Mm-hmm. They're very workmanlike when it comes to their victories. They're not blowing teams completely out of the water. I just mentioned the Dallas one, but that one, no, notwithstanding, they're beating good teams and they're keeping their point differentials. Like, their opponents are not scoring more than.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
20 points against them. So by that, they're not flashy, but they're winning, and everybody's respecting them. The funny thing is, when it comes to the odds to reach the Super Bowl, obviously, the Eagles are at the top, but the odds on favorite to get the number one seed is Detroit, which I think is really odd. I mean, I do have a movie franchise for you, by the way.
Yeah.
All right. What do you got?
Okay. Yeah. Hang your heads in shame, everybody. I don't know why anybody hasn't mentioned the Rocky franchise. I have no idea.
I was waiting on it. Yeah.
It's a great movie. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of great ones.
I was waiting on it. Yeah. I don't know how that one didn't get mentioned and another one. Like, yeah, I've been waiting on it.
Completely.
Yeah. Now, what do you think of the? Give us a quick ranking of the first four, not counting the.
One is the best, followed by two. I like in that order, I think.
Oh, yeah, one, two, like three,
one,
four.
Two, three, four. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think three. Thank you for the call, Robert. Mm-hmm. I think three is usually the one of those four that is disrespected most.
Sure, I don't understand why. Mr. T was a great character as Clubber Lang.
Yep.
Mick dies.
Yep.
That might be the most tragic thing that happened in the whole franchise's history is Mick dying.
Yep.
Right there, as Mr. T pushed him down as he was going up the steps. And it had Hulk Hogan in it.
Thunderlips.
Thunderlips.
Were you a Creed guy of those?
No.
Okay.
I still have never seen Creed.
Oh, really?
Nope. Never seen Creed, and I've never seen Balboa.
I've never seen Balboa. I did see Creed, though.
Now, I'm not even boycotting Creed or anything. It's just I've never... I like the Rockies. I don't. To me, Creed and all that is for my kids.
You better be careful.
What?
Well,
I sound like the Rockies.
No, and I'm just saying the delegation on.
Oh, okay. I don't care about that. Yeah. Yeah, I get you. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yes, because it's Michael B. Jordan.
I'm just looking out for you.
Nah,
that's
you're
all.
Right, you're
okay.
Right, you're right. Yeah. Yeah. Now I felt like Creed. Now here I go. I felt like Creed was more for the newer generation of Rocky fan.
Yeah, I think so.
So I treated it like the Star Wars. I never got into the new Star Wars. I would rather remember the original Star Wars, and I'm in on the five Rockies. Tommy Gunn was my last Rocky.
Right, Tommy Gunn.
Tommy Gunn's
my last
Rocky.
The fight in the street at the end, right? Against the fake Don King.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's the one thing you kept saying to Rocky at the very end?
No.
In that fight. Touch me and I'll sue? Is that what he kept saying?
Touch me and I'll sue. Yeah. I can't think. I was trying to think of his name.
I can't remember.
Like, what was that character's name?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Fake Don King.
Yeah.
Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris? Hang on 1 second. I'll get to you in 1 second. First, I want to tell you about Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. We'll see, actually, if Chris is going to be naughty or nice. When Chris is nice, it's when he doesn't have a two-minute preamble to what he's going to say. That's the naughty version of Chris. But at Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown, they don't care if you're naughty or nice. The Naughty or Nice sales event is for people who behave and misbehave. So John Ashdale, the car czar, and the staff at Colonial is going to hook you up either way. If you've been on the naughty side, bad credit, doesn't work. They're not worried about it, so you should. They're going to get you approved, even if other places have told you no. $6,500 for your trade, even if it's a piece of junk, even if you don't think you're going to get anything, they guarantee you $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. They got 200 vehicles on the lot all waiting for you. Elantras, Tucsons, the Ioniq 5, they got whatever you're looking for. And how about this option? 0% financing or up to $8,000 in holiday savings. Every new Hyundai is going to come with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. Now this, the Naughty or Nice sales event, only lasts through New Year's Day, so hurry up. Shop online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. All right, Chris, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, man.
What up, Chris?
Spike, don't be throwing shade on me because you got embarrassed by ESP yesterday.
I didn't get embarrassed by ESP.
Well, yeah.
What, the arm wrestling thing?
Yeah.
He cheated. He cheated.
But even you happen to do he cheated against ESP, that's a tough
look,
scene.
Look, here's the thing. Chris, and look, I don't want preamble here, but as an armsman, as you are, you've got big arms there. I'm sure you've had a arm wrestling moment before. If one guy is able to hold on with his other arm and the other guy can't, that is an unfair advantage, wouldn't you say?
Knowing that detail, I 100% agree with you.
Thank you. That's I just want to rematch. I'm not saying Elliot did it on purpose, though he did go to this particular part of the counter to do it. I'm just saying with my left hand, I couldn't grab on and pull onto anything, and he could. So that's all I'm saying.
All right, one last thing on this. Would you expect anything different from him? I mean, there's a reason why he failed the polygraph. I mean,
yes,
the guy is shady.
He's a weasel.
I mean, if he could find a way around it, he would. So, guys, let's get into this topic here. So, Spike, Ike.
Yes.
Ike, I smell out the nonsense of your co-host.
You smell it? You smell it too, Chris? You smell it?
Yeah. It smells a lot like they're soft. Sounds a lot like they're afraid of their own shadows.
Bunch of tough guys in this radio station.
Like, they're not foxhole men to me. Like, I mean, come on, guys. What are we afraid of here? Guys, listen to this, all right? Ike knows what I'm talking about. This is the winning formula, okay? This is how we've won all year round. Why would we change with three games left to go? All of a sudden, we're going to change the rhythm of the offense and take us out of what got us 10 straight, a franchise winning streak, which is still continuing to go. You all of a sudden want to change the formula around because
they just changed it last week. They just changed it against Pittsburgh. What are you talking about?
No, they didn't. They still ran the ball first. They ran only because Pittsburgh starts stacking the box. If they didn't came out slinging the ball and did not go back to the run.
The first couple plays were throws.
Yeah, they came out slinging the ball, Chris. I'm sorry.
The first couple of plays, exactly like Ike said. And they've done that every single game. You watch every single first drive. Maybe that's why they
do, because I mean, Chris is right. Because I've yelled at least for three straight games, why the hell are we throwing the ball instead of just giving the ball to Saquon at the beginning of a game? So he's right. They have come out doing that every game. And just this time, Jalen connected on all the throws.
Exactly. And the opposing defense, the Pittsburgh's defense, was completely shutting down the run. So they just said, well, let's keep sticking with what is working. So, again, I'm not going to change that against the Commies. I mean, we're going to go down there. We're going to run our offense. We're going to run our team. We're not going to be afraid of our shadows, all right? We're going to go down there and dominate, all
right?
So, and you know what? This true debate behind all of this really just has to do with the fact that Spike and Act and Jack, I'm sorry, are opposed to Saquon because he's a Nittany linesman. That's really
good. Oh,
I didn't even think of
that. I'm as pro Saquon as anybody.
But you're anti Penn State, as is your producer slash co-host.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with Penn State, though. He's an Eagle.
Yeah, he's an Eagle. Yeah, the Penn State thing we've left behind.
Yeah, what was it, 2012?
Yeah, he doesn't walk around talking about how great he is because they have a dance marathon for 3 days like the rest of the Penn Staters do. You're always so proud of yourselves. Hey, when are you going back? When are you going back this year? Everybody loves going back. You guys can't. Here's the thing with Penn Staters. You guys can't just let it go. You were in college 30 years ago. Grow up.
Close the yearbook.
Yeah, you don't need to go back. The kids don't like when you come back.
Nope.
You go to all your old bars and they look at you funny because you can't let it go. Let it go.
Wow.
Let it go. Yes, Thon is great. I'm glad you raised so much money. Let it go. Let the kids do it for once. Grow up.
Hey, listen, one other thing to put into note here, talking about growing up. First of all, Jack ain't cutting down no Christmas tree. We all know his mom is out there cutting the tree down, putting it in the stand.
Well, now Jack's getting straight.
Well, they were pre-cut.
Talk about growing up, why don't you look at Mr. Fritz there? Because Jack,
father of two,
change your own tires, and
changing a tire is impossible, Chris. It's impossible.
It is really hard. That's all right, Chris. Give us your favorite movie franchise.
I know, Spike, you're going to definitely vote for this because it's right up there with your alley, because I know you're a huge gangster movie fan, so The Godfather.
I mean, it's a great franchise.
I was waiting on it.
It's a great... Now, everybody thinks the third one stunk,
right?
Right.
Everybody knows the third one stunk.
Okay, I didn't see... And do you think the second one is better than the first one? Because I know that's a popular opinion as well.
Yes.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I don't like
mobster. And quite frankly, I can't watch one without the other.
Really?
So you basically need to set aside a half a day. to watch it.
Yeah, because they're three-hour movies.
Yes. Yeah, you need to be. You have to be able to watch them in succession. Like, I can't watch Godfather 1 and just leave it at that.
You need that.
I got to see that. I got to see two.
And that is truly, now Jack is an anti-Penn State guy as well.
Uh-huh.
Isn't truly the issue that the alumni won't shut up? I don't have any problem with Penn State and the students at Penn State, the teams at Penn State. It's the alumni who won't let it go.
Well, they're proud. They're proud to be. I mean, that's what makes Penn State. Penn State is that.
I'm glad you went to college. You went to college. Congratulations.
Well, hold on. You're Syracuse guys.
I'm not that guy.
No, I know you're not that guy. But in the media, Syracuse basically runs the media in this country, especially on the East Coast.
Sports media. We do.
Yeah, well, that's sports media. So it's a great broadcasting school.
It is.
And you can't wait to tell somebody, yes, I went to Syracuse.
I'm not that way. I just want to be clear.
Think about the underdog story of Jack Fritz, right? Bloomsburg.
Oh, God. Here we go.
To this show?
Here we go.
I mean, that's an underdog story if I've ever heard one.
Can I say this before we go to break?
Okay. Yeah.
Nick Sirianni said some a couple weeks ago that it was so on point, and I thought it was a great sort of module for them to continue to follow. And then last week happened. And we need to get back to being that. He said, we're a boring team. We're boring. I'm sorry, we're not exciting. This is what we do. We go out and win games. We keep our head down. And we just work. Get to the next week. Last week, they weren't boring.
No, they weren't boring at all.
They stepped outside their comfort zone, or they stepped outside that bubble, and they became exciting because guys wanted to talk and throw in truthisms and all this other stuff.
Soap opera.
Yeah. But they had been boring before that. Get back to being boring. We don't need to start trying to prove how much we can throw the football and all that type of stuff. He got a little chesty after the game and his post-game comments with the we'll throw the ball, we run all that. Just get back to being boring, coach. Get back to being boring. You almost had a little tip on the sideline with a player. Like a lot of stuff went almost out of our bubble last week from what we hadn't been doing in those 9 weeks. Last week, it was comments. It was, I'm going back at people. I'm going to show you. Are you happy now? Chest out. Your emotions going on the sideline. Let's get back to being boring, coach.
Last week was wild.
That's what I'm saying. But for 9 weeks, it was boring.
It was nothing like that. Last week was stunning, actually.
Yes.
I was actually putting Brandon's comments away. Even when I saw the AJ thing, I was like, well, I didn't expect that out of these guys right now.
Yeah. Let's get back to being boring.
So Baldy joins us next. The question is, when I ask him a question,
get a ball to Saquon.
Is he going to immediately disrespect my question when I ask Baldy, or is he going to?
Well, I think what you have to do is, I like a bit of you saying, Baldy, I was looking at the tape.
I'm not doing that.
One question.
You know I watched
the
tape.
If it's not a spicy interview and it's a boring interview.
You want me to bring up the tape?
Are you going to bring up that you when you watched it, when you looked back at the tape?
The tape I've seen of Jaden Daniels recently, a little impressed. Why don't you just throw that out there?
Look, the truth is, as a trying to be my best for this show, I do go back and watch the stupid games.
I agree.
Again.
I do too.
Yeah.
They just don't want to hear it.
They don't want to hear it. Well, that's all right. We'll let Baldy be the tape guy.
I agree with you. You saw me and Baldy after week one, I haven't gone back since.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, he came after you first.
Yeah, so we went on there. And you know me, I'm like, yeah, well, we don't need Ike and Baldy.
No.
Yes. I'll let it go, Baldy. I'll let it go. Yes, I'll let it go.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.